Welcome to Level Up. I'm Sherelle.
And I'm Danny. And this is the podcast where we talk about health, fitness, and mindset.
Not training close to failure. I don't care how good your program is. If you can't push yourself in the gym, it does not matter, right? Yeah. You can have, your coach can write you the most intellectually well-designed program for the strength curves and length to tension relationships that you want. If you're not actually pushing your training sessions close enough to failure, you're not going to grow muscle. Again, this is for hypertrophy. I'm speaking for the goal of hypertrophy. If you want to build muscle, it's very forgiving, but the one thing it won't forgive is if you're not challenging yourself.
Yeah. Oh, and we feel that now. If we don't push in the gym, nothing, we're going to go backwards. Nothing's going to happen. So at the start, when you're learning new movements, great. You'll get the newbie gains that we've spoken about with Luke Tulloch and in other episodes. But mate, if you want to grow muscle, it needs to be hard.
It's hard work. And I was thinking about that before I, like, you know, earlier on, I was doing a hack squat and like my reps, I was watching back in the video, I was like, oh, they're slow. But I'm like, that's the point. You know, your reps should be slow. They should be hard. The tempo should be there. There's nothing jumping around bullshit. Like it needs to be controlled. So, you know, I think, and again, you go through that beginner phase where it doesn't really matter what you do, you're going to grow muscle.
You're learning skills as a beginner too.
So goal dependent, guys, but once you get into, you know, a year or plus training and you've got a lot of things figured out, training intensity really does matter, and you can't always be pushing intensity, you know. For example, what are we, we're May, crazy, right? Like at the start of the year, at the start of the year, I probably had like an 8-week training block that I spoke about where I really pulled back intensity. If we were looking at RPE, it would have been like a 6, and it was really hard to do.
Why was that again?
I was just having some niggles sort of pop up, and I knew I needed to focus more on some like quad dominant movements and just things that I wasn't doing. So I was like, I'm just going to actually rewrite and have more of like a functional hypertrophies training block rather than just having a lot of those pieces of equipment and stuff that I love just pushing hard on.
What do you mean by functional, and why do you say it in that voice with quotation marks?
I just feel like it's overused.
Everything's bloody functional, isn't it?
Yeah, like this new functional exercise. I just had a period where I really pulled back and focused on exercises that I wouldn't normally sort of have in my program. Like I said, like a lot of extension, a lot of quad focus stuff, like just things I hadn't been doing because I knew the push would come and I needed my body to be well prepared, like a sort of a general fitness preparation sort of program that I sort of did, more of a full body split. Again, because now my body's in a really good position to be able to push on a lot of those exercises now, you know, feel like quite comfortable on the hack squat and glute drive and strength's back up. And yeah, so a few little warning signs were telling me to do that. But so we're not saying that you must always, and that's going to be one of our points, you mustn't always train to failure, but you must know how to. And
yeah,
you must know what that feels like. You know, speaking on that RPE scale, how are you going to know what a 10 feels like? Because there was a period of time where I was like RPE 10, and then Eugene would be like 5 more, and then I would get it. And I'd be like, fuck, well, it wasn't a 10, was it?
Our mind often gives up first before our body, but it does come down to confidence as well. But yeah, it is important to not go to complete failure on every exercise, because it, for example, if you fail on a leg extension, any exercise that you need your quads for in the following exercises, your intensity is not going to be as hard. Okay, because you've gassed yourself out. So you need to be mindful of when is the right time to go to failure. So we've mentioned before, don't go to failure on your big compound lifts, glute drive, hack squat, squats, deadlifts, bench press, not ideal.
No.
But things like machines, you can, but I wouldn't go to failure at the start of a session either, kind of at the end. But to go back to hypertrophy and the goal there, push close. So leave 1 or 2 reps in the tank, okay, if you want to train smart. So if your program says 10 reps, and you go, yep, 9, 10, done. And you've still got like 5 in the tank left. That does not count. That's a warm-up set. You need to be like 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Okay, that's my 10.
Yeah. Oh, some of my facials. You know what I mean?
Facials.
Like, you know, that's how you know, right? And I'm like, how's her face not moving?
Botox, no, she's still like, smiling.
Why is it like, why mine's...
Did you say Botox?
You know some people's face and I'm like...
Yeah, that's mine.
Wincing. Fuck me, I'm like dying from the inside. Makes a great cover photo. I was gonna say, yeah, so you shouldn't always train to failure, but you should every now and then. You know, like you should know what a really push set is, and absolutely rule of thumb only on stable exercises, you know, only on Smith machines and only on glute drives and leg presses and hack squats and cable stuff. Like, you're not going to take a barbell deadlift to failure, for example. It's just not worth it, because we don't need to train to failure. Just we need to be challenging ourselves, and perhaps I'd leave maybe 2-3 reps at least for, like, you know, any sort of RDL sort of movement. But you're doing a cable kickback, you know, you can usually go until I'm at least not getting my range of motion. I know the muscles.
That's
failing.
Safe. Yeah. Yeah, that's really safe. And then another, just for example, in cable kickback. So if you reach failure, another way of knowing that you have reached it is not only the range of motion, but your pelvis will shift, or you'll start to feel it in your lower back or your hamstrings if it's a glute exercise. So rather than just saying, okay, my limb physically can't move, you have to pick up, okay, has somewhere else started to compensate. That's another way.
Really good point, and you prompted me there. Like, the two types of failure, we've got muscular failure and we've got technique failure. So a lot of those unstable exercises, say like a barbell back squat, you're going to reach technique failure well before you reach muscular failure. And this is why, like, for muscle growth, a more optimal piece of equipment would be like a leg press, because you can reach muscular failure, the muscles fail, for example, before your technique does, because you're fixed and you can pull yourself in and you can create stability internally and externally. So this is why exercise selection and programming is just really important in putting a piece of a puzzle together for your goal.
I was making some changes in my programming just because I really push like my 1RMs and all that before prep started, and then to the point where I pushed freaking a little bit hard, and then I had to rein it in on the barbell deadlifts and squats, and I hadn't done them in 3 weeks or a month. Yeah, my hip was a bit unhappy, and they were just like, Danny, all right, you've really bloody pushed. And then I didn't want to sort of change the exercise because I'm obsessed with them, but no, practice what you preach. I made changes. And then my programs would start, instead of a barbell squat, it would start with a leg press. And I was able to push, but what I found was, I actually achieved better results on the leg press by putting my squats back in. And it wasn't like a really heavy, but as part of the warm up, do squats first, get your core active, get the movement patterns happening, and then jump on the leg press. It will feel so much better rather than going from sitting down on the computer straight into the leg press. It just didn't feel nice. So that's what I really noticed. And yeah, by swapping exercises, as much as I didn't like it, I now feel 100% and am able to go back in. So it happens to you and I as well. We're athletes, we're training hard, we hit certain peaks, and then we need to make changes too. So we just don't program it to other people just for the sake of it. Like, we go through this stuff as well. I just found that really interesting and challenging.
Yeah, I don't know if this is maybe the same sort of, I guess, philosophy that you're thinking, but something I've found subjectively is whenever you put something that loads the muscle in the stretch position at, so like a leg press or a Bulgarian or like an RDL, at the end of a workout, when you've already, I guess, generated blood flow and circulation through the muscle by challenging it in shortened and mid-ranged and lengthened as well, I can usually push the same, if not harder, than if that would have been at my A series. And I don't know if it's like a neurological thing or a blood flow thing or whatever it is, but I have
core activation as well.
Who knows? If it works, it works. So that's why I love putting like just Bulgarians, or like even like if I've had phases where I put my compounds at the end, where I don't, where I'm, the goal isn't to lift as heavy, but it's I still want to have the exercises in there. So if I had like a barbell RDL as my last exercise, you know, I'd still be able to get the same weights. And I was like, I wonder if there's something to do with this, but who knows? It just comes down at the end of the day to your whole programming and your experience and everything as well.
Yeah. And then you might have a phase where you might put RDLs first down the track. You know, yeah, that's all part of the coaching and so many variables there. But we always go back to our sort of underlying thing of just listen to your body.
Yeah.
Well, listen to your coach as well and be really interactive to work out what does work.
I love to trial all my programs, right? Like, and I'm
of course.
I love to like just trial and be like, yeah, that's shit. I wouldn't give that to anyone else. Or that was great. I don't know why it works, but it works. And then you can collect that evidence as well from other people. And, you know, just because it's not researched or documented doesn't mean that it's not true.
Yeah, there's only, you know, research gives a certain amount of information, but there are, even as the subjects or, you know, the people that they're trialing it on, there's so many variables as well. Like a lot of the articles that say a group of athletes that it was tested on, they're not athletes. Yeah. Like, no offense. They're just people off the street who, okay, they train three times in the gym. We're going to call them athletes. Things like that. Or, it's just there's a lot out there. So your best research as well is just to be done on yourself. Yep. Love. Did we merge the last points together or me?
Our last one was pushing to failure on every exercise. I guess we sort of did touch on that. But whilst we know that pushing to failure is important, right? Like, I sort of think that intensity is just like any other skill. We have to learn how to push ourselves there, not just physically, but also mentally. Mm. A lot of the times you can physically take more load than probably what you think. And I think we've chatted about this with training partners and things like that, like having someone to be like, no, you've got that. It looks smooth because heavy's heavy, right? Like, you ever put the glute drive and that's heavy, but then all of a sudden, like, it's fine, it's moving. And that's why you can't psych yourself out before you get into something, you know. And again, we've probably both misloaded barbells before and hit PBs from doing so. I think it's really important not to psych yourself out, but then again, failure should be reserved for specific exercises at specific times and not like every session.
Yeah, no, you'll just burn out and it's not worth it at all. So, yeah, be really mindful of when you do train to failure.
Mm.